The coaching show continues here at SRP Park. It's the Taxslayer pregame show here in North Augusta, talking to our favorite interview of the coaching staff, Connor Nairn. Connor, it's been about a month since the last time we had you on, and a lot of roster turnover here. Five new guys to work with on the hitting side. Does this excite you this time of year?
Yeah, for sure. It's always exciting to get some new guys in, guys that are anxious to get their pro careers going, and you know it. I think it's not scientifically proven, but I think that it's when you get the new guys in, the guys that have been here for the whole year get a little fire under their butt, and then everybody starts to play a little bit harder than they normally do. So
before we get to the new guys, because obviously you've had a couple of days to work with them and probably talk to guys in the complex as well, I wanted to ask about a couple guys who have been here for the whole season. Jair Casanova started off the year a little cold, only 19 years of age. But what have you seen as he has like grown into this first full season of ball in the States?
He's gone through some ups and downs, obviously, like you said. He's so young that there's a chance that he still has the chance to, you know, get better each and every day, and it's been fun to work with him. He's eager to work in the cages, and he's a young, fun guy to be around, but there's a lot more development in his game that can still come out, and I'm excited to see what happens in the next couple years.
Two guys get promoted earlier this week, Andrew Keck and Bryson Worrell. Worrell, a five-year college player. Keck, another experienced college guy. What did you see from them in the months of sort of May to July?
Just their maturity, the way they go about their business every day. They know what they need to work on. They know they have a plan every time they go into the cage and when they're on the field. I know Keck's playing time was a little bit limited, but he was always in good spirits and always a good clubhouse guy and a grinder in the cage. So it's always fun to work with guys like that.
And lastly, for the guys we know about, Ambioris Tavares gets hot for a couple of weeks, four homers in the span of 8 days, yep. Including a couple that were way over 105 miles an hour off the bat. Obviously, talking to you and talking to Cody Cabela, cutting down the chases, cutting down the strikeouts has been a big focus, but how have you actually gone about sort of teaching him this season?
Just the way he was doing some things rushed his timing at the plate, and that obviously translate into chase and swinging at balls that he probably shouldn't swing at. So we changed him from top to bottom a couple months ago, and he's in a better spot hitting wise, and he's still striking out. That's part of the game, but you know, his chase rate has gone down. I haven't looked at the numbers, but he's having better at bats. He's matured from day one to now, and it's been fun to watch.
How much of something like that is mechanical versus mental?
Both. Like it's I would say both are equally important. When you're going bad on the field, or you're not feeling something in the cage, your mental game starts to play with you, and that's on and off the field. I mean, you start to question yourself, but once you have a day where you get two hits, three hits, you think you're going to the big leagues the next day, and then you strike out four times in a game. That's just the way baseball is. Baseball stinks, but it's the greatest sport in the world.
David McCabe said something really smart earlier this year and very mature, where he had a stretch where he went like 0-for-25,
yeah.
And he said, some days you come in and you think you're the worst player in the world, and then other days you come in and you see everything the size of a beach ball, and you've got to learn to live with both types.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, the day after he said that, he hit four homers in the next three games. So maybe there was something about that there. But
that's how it goes.
Speaking of new guys now, five new additions to this team. Obviously, you've been up with Augusta when they were down getting drafted, signed, and in the complex. But last night, I want to start off with probably the most impressive performance. Drew Compton, 2-for-3, a double, a single, and two walks.
Mm-hmm.
Reminded me a little bit of David McCabe at the beginning of this year. Is that a comparison that you'd feel comfortable with?
They have similar body types. Switch hitter. I thought last night he looked really good. He had mature at-bats. The 3-2 count that he walked in, he didn't chase. And he saw pitches that he didn't think he could hit, and he took them, and he's had mature at-bats. And I know it was just one night, but he looked good yesterday.
Cade Curran, Jace Grady, outfielders typically in college with good contact, good bat-to-ball skills. Do those skills translate better when you're making that first jump to pro ball than someone who is more power-heavy?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, you want to have good bat-to-ball skills when you play this game, but those guys like that have a good transition. I mean, there's things everybody needs to work on, but when you got a bat to ball skills, it's a little easier to transition when you go up levels, for sure.
How long does it take when you're working with someone for them to start sort of putting what you're saying into practice?
It varies. Some guys are really good at feeling stuff, some guys aren't. So you just got to pick and choose the way you go about talking to a certain player. And I think Grady is one of those guys that has a good feel for his swing and has a good feel for the way he does stuff. So working with him, I feel like it's going to be a little bit easier than working with somebody that can't really feel stuff, if that makes sense.
How long does it take for you to get a handle on new guys?
Yesterday, I kind of let them do their thing and just see what – because yesterday was my first time really seeing them swing. So let them do their thing and just kind of feel them out. And then today I started to kind of pick and choose what I wanted to say to these guys. And the longer they're here, the easier it's going to be able to work with them, obviously. But all these guys so far have seemed very easy to talk to and easy to work with. So that's always a good thing for a hitting coach.
What would you do when you were slumping in your playing days to break a slump? Like, did you have a slump breaker, either a mental thing or like an activity that you would do to sort of snap the rhythm?
Gosh, man, it was so long ago. I can't even remember the last time I played. Honestly, it was just for me to just get away from the game. Back before I had my wife, I used to play Call of Duty all the time, and that was kind of my escape. Or I used to go fishing or hunting, just to get away from the game, get away from it a little bit, because this game can be so draining. If you go 0-for-20 and then you feel like it's the end of the world, but you go 20-for-20, you feel like you're the best player in the world and need a $500 million contract. But just getting away from it, like, get yourself out of it, and that's what helped me the most.
Speaking of getting away from the game, fun question here, I hope. Cody Gabella, Green Jackets manager, gets his week off this week, down seeing George Strait in Tampa this week. And I asked him about this concert, and he said, you know, there's two people who would drop my jaw walking through the door to my office, and it's Jesus Christ and George Strait.
Yeah.
Who would be that person for you, athlete, musician, whatever?
You know, growing up around the game my whole life, I was in the clubhouse with my dad in the big league, so, like, seeing a famous person never really got it for me. Like, oh, cool, there he is. Obviously, Jesus would be, yeah, I mean, that's the top answer. But Michael Jordan, like, I wouldn't be starstruck for anybody that walks through that door, but Michael Jordan, I'd have to shake his hand, go look at him, get close to him. Like, that guy, greatest of all time.
Would you try to fix his swing?
No, I'd actually ask him how to shoot a basketball.
Fair enough. We could all learn from each other.
Yeah.
Last one for you, a little two-week roadie coming up to the great Commonwealth of Virginia.
Yep.
Do you think it's good timing to have those 2 weeks where you're sort of, everyone's kind of together in the hotel the whole time,
yeah,
and to get acclimated, sort of like, you know, break camp almost, but for the new guys as well?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, a two-weeker, that's a long time. It's going to be draining, but being on the road, your days are a little bit easier. You go into the ballpark later, and I think it's easier for us to get our work in. We're not drained when we get to the park. Personally, I don't like a two-week road trip, but I think it's good for our team to get acclimated with each other. We're forced to be around each other, got to go out to dinner with each other, so it's good for these guys to learn about each other and hang around each other.
Well, of course. Connor Nairn, hitting coach for the Green Jackets, thank you so much for your time. We'll definitely catch up a couple more because it's always a fun time. You never know what you're going to get.
Never know.
Talking to Connor Nairn.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Green Jackets baseball, more interviews when we come back.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. Maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Welcome to the TaxSlayer pregame show here live. Not too far away from the Cumberland Gap, like the Darius Rucker song mentions, although it's not a Darius Rucker song per se. It's a long-standing folk country song, Wagon Wheel. But neither here nor there, we're here in Salem, Virginia for game 2 of 6 between the Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Last night, a dramatic one, but for the second straight Tuesday, the Green Jackets fell by a final score of 9-8 in extra innings. Augusta had taken a 7-3 lead in the top of the seventh before they ended up giving four runs back in the bottom of the frame. Augusta got the placed runner home in the top of the 10th, but then gave up two hits and had some fielding mistakes in the late stages as they ended up falling with a walk-off hit from Alexis Hernandez. John Carlos Lara gets the ball tonight for Augusta, making yet another start. He'll be opposed by multi-year starter Jose Ramirez, who actually pitched twice against Augusta last season from the bullpen. Lara looking to rebound from last week where he gave up three hits and walked four. Meanwhile, Ramirez didn't make it out of the first inning in his last start. He comes in with a record of 2-7, as does John Carlos Lara, so two players who are oftentimes hurt by a lack of run support, but also looking to keep things quiet when they are on the mound. Augusta got good performances yesterday up and down the lineup, including just about every player reaching base, and no real standouts as far as runs batted in per se, but that six-run seventh inning was a high point for sure. Augusta did leave some men aboard in the early stages, but also were quiet in the first three innings, being held without a hit their first trip to the lineup. They'll look to better that this evening. We'll take a break when we come back. We've got starting lineups here, but first, a brief conversation with Green Jackets video coach Josh Horton.
It's time for another Phoenix Printing pregame player feature. This time, not a player, but someone who does a lot of vital work with the Green Jackets. One of the Atlanta Braves player development trainees who's been assigned to the Green Jackets this year, Josh Horton. How's it going?
It's good, man. Thanks for having me. This is, you know, don't get the chance to do stuff like this too much. So, you know, good working with you all year and finally get to get on the mic a little bit.
It's about time. I should have done this a lot earlier. We should have done this a lot earlier too, because I think of the coaching staff, I probably text you more than anyone else just getting our StatCast stuff links and whatnot. But what does player development trainee actually mean? What is your job in the day-to-day? Yeah.
Well, most people would probably refer to it as a video guy. I do a lot of video stuff, whether it's running the IP cameras at home and the edgers at home, or setting up cameras on the road, scaling center field walls, all type of stuff. Video is a huge part of it, but also get the chance to work with some of the advanced process as far as helping coaches prepare for who we're facing and whatever way that looks like, positioning cards, stuff like that. It's a role of many hats for sure, but video is definitely a big part of it.
Now, you, like me, are not yet 25 years old. Yeah. How did you get this position?
Kind of worked in college baseball at Georgia State, where I went, in Atlanta. Grew up a big Braves fan, stuff like that. Was kind of getting to the point where I was looking for any opportunity I could. Taught high school math in between a year. Finally got the opportunity through somebody I know and put in a good word for me, and here I am. Definitely was going to jump at any chance I could to get in, so here I am.
Now, in between graduating from state and getting this job, you also coached high school baseball in Alpharetta, right?
Yeah.
was it like jumping in as, you know, someone who was at that point only 5 years removed from high school to coach high school ball?
Well, it was definitely different because I was used to mostly working with the coaching staff and my role at Georgia State. And I was had good relationships with players, but never was I telling them what to do or stuff like that. So, but I was blessed to have learned from a lot of smart people while I was there. To by the point I was talking to kids, I felt confident in what I knew and started to see them get better. And it was just so fun. And, you know, when you were in high school, I'm sure you can remember that young coach or that young teacher, and it was easy to relate to them, so it went well.
Yeah, they'd always run me, but that's because I would talk back. So.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy sort of the teaching aspect? Because obviously, you know, you're the same age as a number of the players, but you're getting the data and the video and whatnot, and you do a little bit of teaching or at least instructing as far as what to expect. Do you like the element of, I guess, teaching and learning that you do?
Well, eventually I think I'd like to get to the point where, in a way, I'd be doing more of that. But right now, more than anything, I'm just trying to soak it all in from, I think, guys like Wes McGuire, our pitching coach, Cody Gavella, our manager, have probably taught me more than I've taught anybody anything this year, and that's been huge for me. But yeah, in general, I do like that. A lot of guys are still curious as to the data side, so that's definitely fun to teach guys in that realm.
What is your ideal role in the future?
In the future, I'm very interested in scouting. That's what I think I'd like to get into, especially on the amateur side, seeing seeing high school, college guys, and, you know, trying to see what tools they have and what they could project to be. That's what I'm interested in, but obviously I have this background that I think could, you know, make me sort of unique in that realm in a way. So,
what is the sort of system like when it comes to, I know your boss, Kyle, has been to Augusta a couple of times, but is it sort of like he oversees the player development trainees at each affiliate, or is it sort of more in depth than that?
Yeah, Kyle Clements, he's an awesome video guy, you know, very well respected in the industry. He oversees all of us at each affiliate. And then also there's a few other people in that staff that also help, but do a little bit more on terms of the data side. You know, it's a big room there, probably about 5 full-time guys that are encompassed in that room and department. So.
Now, I know there are some guys, both players, managers, coaches, rovers, and the like, who are not anti-analytics, but sort of more about the process. They say, you know, we're going to go up there and swing the bat. And then there are other guys who are very interested in the numbers and sort of, okay, this guy throws fastballs on 3-1 counts 75% of the time and whatnot. Mm-hmm. How do you see, I guess, the attitude towards data right now as far as players at this level?
Well, I think even the old school guys per se have really adapted, and at this point if you're not in on data, you're kind of a dinosaur, honestly, in this way, to the point of where you get guys that had big long careers are now rovers that are in on data and have learned to understand it, and if they don't fully understand it, they're trying to. So I just think that that's where we are now in the game. I think 10 years ago it'd probably be very different, but everybody's pretty open-minded. You get a guy every now and then that's not, but for the most part everybody's in on it.
Really enjoyed talking with Josh. Our full conversation, we'll play it a couple of times as well throughout the course of this year. Josh is a tremendous part of this Green Jackets coaching staff in general. Here are the starting lineups, Green Jackets and Red Sox. We'll give you Augusta's lineup for the national anthem. Ambioris Tavares leads it off, followed by Cam McGee. Jace Grady bats third with Drew Compton in the cleanup spot. Pierre-Olivier Boucher, the Quebecois, bats fifth in his second game. Will Verdung the third. At sixth, playing in his second game. Cade Kern hits seventh. Nick Clarno bats eighth and does the catching with Tyler Collins, who had yesterday off, batting ninth. Jose Ramirez is the man on the mound today for Salem. We'll keep it here and toss it over to the PA announcer for the national anthem before coming back to first pitch.
Fans, please rise and throw your hats and join us as we honor America and those who serve to protect our freedoms with our nation.
National anthem all wrapped up, and we get set to go here at beautiful Carilion Clinic Field in Salem, Virginia. Partly cloudy with a great view of the Blue Ridge Mountains to our front and center, and really all around us. We're here in a lovely valley in the middle of one of the most picturesque parts of the country. The Shenandoah area is a spectacle at any time of year. In the fall, the leaves will turn. Right now, everything is a beautiful leafy green. The mountains in the distance are a pale blue gray. Temperatures in the high 70s, a lovely temperature compared to the 90s that we're used to in Augusta. And here's how the Green Jackets will line it up. Tavares leads it off. Cam McGee bats second. Jace Grady, who drove in two and walked twice yesterday, bats third. Drew Compton, who has reached in each of his first six games with the Green Jackets, bats cleanup with Pierre-Olivier Boucher batting fifth. Wilbur Dung, who went 1-for-5 in his debut yesterday, bats sixth. And the bottom three of the order today, Cade Kern, Nick Clarno, and Tyler Collins. Jose Ramirez on the mound, the righty out of the Dominican Republic, 2-7, a 3.91 ERA, has had some struggles. Last time out, didn't make it through the first. In his last two outings, he's gone 4 2/3 innings combined and given up 8 hits, 9 runs with 4 walks, and has not struck out a single batter. Salem wearing their red jerseys today, identical to the Red Sox in every way. From top to bottom in the Red Sox organization, every team dresses just like the big league club. The Major League Red Sox at home tonight to the Royals, looking to take the series. They're all tied up one game apiece there at Fenway with Nick Pivetta, the Canadian, on the mound. Braves, meanwhile, are getting underway in Pittsburgh, going up against rookie phenom Quinn Priester. And Bjorgis Tavares in to lead it off, going righty on righty. The catcher is Anderso Lira with John Frank Salazar, a converted catcher at third base. Mikey Romero at short. Luis Ravello at second. Albert Feliz at first. Working from the full windup, Ramirez winds and fires, and it's inside for a ball at 94. We are underway here. Time of first pitch exactly 7.05 p.m. Green Jackets looking to rebound from that extra innings loss yesterday, a 9-8 decision in 10. 1-0 gets the outside corner. According to home plate umpire Trey Ward, Travis Brewer is the man on the bases today. Wind is blowing out to left center field, as demonstrated by the massive American flag above the batter's eye. 1-1 pitch is in for a strike at the waist. Tavares hitting 189, 7 homers. He's driven in 25, went 1-for-5 with a double yesterday, also had a pair of strikeouts. Down in the count here, 1-2. The pitch from Ramirez is caught on and missed, breaking ball way out of the zone. Tavares, as he's done oftentimes this year, begins the game with a swinging strikeout. That'll bring up Cam McGee, who also went 1-for-5 yesterday, hitting 222. This is game 6 with the Green Jackets for him since being added to the roster a week ago today at Washington State. A program whose future is in the balance right now, stuck between the Pac-12 and possibly other options. He'll take a ball up and away, going lefty on righty. McGee bats out of the left-hand side, throws from the right-hand side, wearing bright red batting gloves. Green Jackets in their gray road jerseys today. 1-0. Shifts them out of the way on the inside part of the plate. Misses for a ball. The outfield for Salem. Alexis Hernandez in left. Jostinson Garcia in center. And Albertson Asihen in right. They are playing shallow here. 2-0. Taken for a strike. These red jerseys with white pants and blue caps are identical. You could see them at Portland's Hadlock Field or in Worcester or in Boston. 2-1. Misses inside. McGee also stole a base yesterday. Did get caught stealing home in the same trip around the base path. So Augusta tried a double steal and it did not work. Up to 4 stolen bases, however, in just 5 games. 3-1. Outside ball 4. So McGee provides a base runner. Augusta did not reach base until the 4th inning of yesterday's game when they got on the scoreboard as well. They were held hitless through the first trip through the order. That'll bring up Jace Grady batting 222. He was driven in 3, including 2 yesterday. Went 1-for-3, also walked twice and stole a base, his first in affiliated baseball. McGee a big lead off of first already, and the lefty will ground one slowly towards the mound. Charging Ramirez, his throw to first is just in time. McGee will take second, a tricky play there. But the pitcher does his job and finds Feliz. Grady with good speed just couldn't dig it out. Two away, runner on second, no score. Just underway here in the top of the first from beautiful Salem Virginia. Green Jackets play in game two of a 12-game road trip. They'll head to Fredericksburg to face off with Dylan Cruz and the Fred Nats, who have all of a sudden won six of their last seven games. Drew Compton steps in and takes a ball up and away. Compton has been the pick of the litter as far as new additions go to this Green Jackets roster. The switch hitter batting out of the left side, where he has hit well over the course of the first week of games. 2-for-5 with a ribby yesterday, hitting .333. And he's reached in every contest so far. 1-0, grounded softly toward second, backhanded by Ravello. He's up and firing to first. It's a bad throw, but Feliz reaches over, gets back to the bag in time, and the side is retired. A walk, one left, no score. After half an inning, Green Jackets 0. We're the Salem Red Sox coming up when we come back here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
No score through half an inning. Green Jackets and the Salem Red Sox in action this evening. Giancarlos Lara on the mound for Augusta. The big righty has struggled in recent times, a 2-7 record and a 5.24 ERA. Lara last time out went 4 1/3, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs while walking 4 and striking out 3. His first pitch of the game is skied to left field. Boucher over towards the foul line. Loses his hat, and it will land in the bullpen of the Red Sox. In the box is Gilberto Jimenez. Went 1-for-5, but fanned 3 times yesterday. Hitting .273, a homer and 5 runs batted in his second week of games. The slender lefty in the box. Here's Lara's 0-1 inside. Lara throws hard. Oftentimes throws a little bit erratically. That pitch in at 98 from Giancarlos Lara. And here's the 1-1, lined out of play. Jimenez leads it off, followed up by Mikey Romero. Jostinson Garcia bats third. Yesterday's walk-off hero, Alexis Hernandez, in the cleanup spot with Luis Ravello batting fifth. Anderso Lira hits sixth. In the bottom three of the order, John Frank Salazar, Albert Feliz, and Albertson Acihead. 1-2 the count. Lara's pitch is lined right towards second and gets over the head of Verdung and into right field for a base hit. Off-speed pitch that time. Jimenez picked it up nicely, and he is aboard with a leadoff single. Nick Clarno will catch today for Augusta. Cam McGee plays at third. Ambioris Tavares plays game number 62 at shortstop. Will Verdung at second and Drew Compton at first. Outfield from left to right, Pierre-Olivier Boucher, Tyler Collins, and Cade Curran in right. Mikey Romero, lefty in the box, will take a pitch outside at 96 to begin his AB. Nick Clarno behind the plate has thrown out more would-be base stealers than anyone in the league. Salem did not steal a base yesterday on Jacob Godman either. 1-0. Misses outside at 95. Better crowd tonight than yesterday. It was announced at about 1,600 yesterday. It's probably 500 more than that here this evening. Another lovely afternoon in Virginia. The 2-0. Line to second. Caught by Verdung. The throw to first in plenty of time. Jimenez had a big lead. He took the first step towards second. And the ball was hit so hard, he did not have time to get back. It's the old-fashioned 4-3 line-out double play. And now, two away, no one on in this inning. No score, bottom of the first. Justinson Garcia is the next man up, hitting third today. Went 1-for-5 with a strikeout yesterday, is showcasing good power in his 2 months with the team. The righty will take a fastball up and in. Justinson, spelled J-H-O-S-T-Y-N-X-O-N. He's got a younger brother in the Red Sox system as well, who's down in the Florida complex right now. 1-0. Caught on and missed. Beautiful sweeping breaking ball there in the bottom of the zone. Garcia hitting 224. Made some nice plays in center field yesterday, navigating this tricky and massive outfield with the 25-foot-high walls around the field. 1-1. Swung on and missed. Got the same pitch by him. Another off-speed Adam over the top, and it's 1-2. Lara has typically been excellent in innings 1, 2, 3, and then in the fourth and fifth inning, he typically falls apart. And this is inside here. It is 2-2. His batting average against goes up by 100 points, jumping from the second inning to the fourth. His third is pretty consistent with the second as well. 2-2 the count. And the pitch from Lara. Caught on and missed. A slider in the dirt, and he goes down swinging, gives himself up, goes back to the dugout. No throw, no tag. And a 1-2-3 inning of sorts. Salem sends up the minimum after lining into a double play. And after one inning, no score. Green Jackets coming up to the plate with Boucher, Verdung, and Curran. We come back.
Duct tape, dogs, the sun coming up. All pretty dependable, just like WOW Internet. Not only do we have a fiber-rich network, no contracts and easy self-install kits, but also with 99.9% reliability, the connection is as dependable as it gets. That's good internet. Get internet 1 gig for just $59.99 per month at WOWWay.com. Plus get a free modem for a year and $200 on us. Network reliability based on average HFC availability 2022. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here in the top of the second, no score, Green Jackets and Red Sox. Augusta got a walk from Cam McGee in the first, and that would be all as he was stranded on second base. Leading it off this half inning, the lefty Pio Boucher, drafted out of Southern Illinois University, a Saluki in the 10th round, a bonus-saving pick, but someone who put up great numbers in the Missouri Valley Conference and went 1-for-5 in his debut yesterday. First pitch to him here, a strike on the inside edge. Unfortunately, Boucher made a spectacular diving play and left to end the seventh inning. He then slipped and fell and allowed the eventual game-winning hit to go right over his head. He'll pop this one up, foul, and out of play. He'll land on the concrete. It's 0-2. Routine line drive to left field that should have been the second out of the bottom of the 10th and kept the game tied at 8-8. He stumbled, slipped forward, and the ball went to the left field corner. 0-2 is outside. A tough way to have your debut game come to an end, but fortunately, the beauty of baseball is you get to do it again and again and again. This is game 103 for Augusta, 29 remaining after today. 1-2 pitch taken upstairs. Alex Anthopoulos, the GM of the Braves, a penchant for Canadians. He becomes the second Canadian on this roster. The Green Jackets also had David McCabe and Cedric DeGrandpre earlier this year. 2-2, grounded to short. Takes three hops. Ravello up and sidearming the first for the out. One away. Now another recent draftee, Will Verdung III, steps up. He DH'd yesterday, playing second base today. The expectation is that he'll play some second base and some third base, but really can play all across the infield and likely in the corner outfield spots as well. That kind of versatility would have served him well at Southern Miss, where he ended up committing to, but of course signed with the Braves. 13th rounder, he'll take ball one out of Itawamba Community College. Same college as Jackson Lancaster, who we saw a few weeks ago with the River Dogs. They'll chop this one up the middle. It's grabbed and flipped to first for the out by the pitcher, Ramirez, and two away. Now Cade Curran becomes the next man up. No score, top of the second.
Now batting right fielder, number 36, Cade Curran.
No score and no one on, two away. Curran went 0 for 3 with a walk and a strikeout yesterday. Green Jackets did record 9 hits and 8 runs. First pitch to the righty. Front door breaking ball for a strike. Augusta had only lost 3 games all season when they scored 8 or more runs, and yesterday was number 4. 0-1. Fastball for a strike on the inside corner. 93. Oh, and 2, the count. Ramirez looking to send him down 1-2-3. The pitch is swung on and tipped in and out of the mitt. It was dropped by Lira. And the inning will continue with Kern getting a second chance to see what he can do with it. Kern, another player who debuted last week, an Ohio State product. The 0-2 outside takes a slider in the dirt. Infield is playing towards the third base line, playing him to pull. 1-2 pitch, line drive, left field, base hit. It goes over the head of Romero, who thought about making a jumping effort to get there, but realized he had no chance. So Augusta's first hit of the day comes with 2 outs here in the top of the second. It'll keep the inning alive for Nick Clarno, who got yesterday off. Clarno, the righty, had a tough last series. Went 1-for-12 with 9 strikeouts. Clarno, the former Lenoir Rhine Bear. And this is not too far from LR. Pickoff throw over to first, not in time, as Curran back in head first with a dive. Had to pass through Hickory, not too far from where Clarno's collegiate career concluded. This first pitch to him is a strike on the outside corner at 93. Ramirez on the mound comes across his body, uses that three-quarter arm slot, and it's a different angle to pick up on than what a lot of pitchers have. 0-1 is taken outside and low, especially with his fastball. He kind of telegraphs it with the release. It's a little bit less fluid with the breaking ball, as he saw there in the dirt. The count 1-1, no score with Cade Curran on first, pickoff throw over, tag down, not in time from Albert Feliz. Salem carries 4 players listed at catcher on their roster. They've got a catcher obviously doing the catching tonight, and also catchers at first and third base. 1-1, chopper down the third baseline, but foul. It gets by Cody Gabella, coaching down there. Wind has died down a bit here. It was blowing out to left center field. You need a bit of help for home runs here. This is the ballpark with the fewest home runs in the Carolina League. However, as a whole, more runs are scored here, just fewer that leave the yard, in part because of the giant walls. 1-2, the pitch. It's inside, and the count will even up at 2-2. Had a great chance to look at the park factors today, the list of numbers that tell you the story of which parks see more offense or less offense. 2-2. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. Clarno still standing in the box. Can't believe it, but the side is retired. Green Jackets get a hit and leave 1. And we'll go to the bottom of the second. No score. Green Jackets through 1.5 here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip. Socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100-plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch to wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here for the bottom of inning number two. Green Jackets got a hit in that frame, left him at first. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Salem Red Sox, who, like Augusta, come into today 7 games out of first place in the North Division. Green Jackets 7 games out in the South. Charleston continues to run away with the lead right now as Hernandez steps in and takes a strike. Hernandez, 2 for 5 yesterday with the game-winning RBI, hit that walk-off in the 10th. A one from Lara is grounded off his own leg. Hernandez hitting 242, 3 homers. He's driven in 17. Augusta and Salem, nearly identical records. Green Jackets 47-55, 16-21 in this second half. Salem 47-53, 17-20. 0-2, and the pitch. Line to left field, and in for a base hit. It goes over towards that left field corner. Boucher cuts it off. Hernandez thinking for two. The throw is in plenty of time. The slide, the tag, and he is out. Boucher got him by about 10 feet, and despite the efforts of Hernandez to slide towards the home plate side of the second base bag, it was not all that close. The tag applied by Verdung, as two recent additions to this team combined for out number one. It'll be a single out 7-4 on the putout. And now Luis Ravello in. He'll take a big swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Ravello batting left-handed. 318 with 3 homers. He's driven in a team-high 36. Went 1-for-2 with 2 walks yesterday. The 0-1 inside. A nice outfield assist there. 1-1 pitch up and away. Hard fastball at 97. Two and one, and the pitch cut on and missed. Second hit of the game, but no runner has gotten to second base so far for the Salem Red Sox. Salem will also be coming to Augusta to wrap up the season, 2-2 up and in. That'll be, rather, to wrap up the home slate. That'll be in the last few days of August, the first couple of weeks of, rather, first couple of days, excuse me, of September. 3-2 on Ravello with one away and no one on. No score here in the second. The payoff pitch is taken just up and away, ball 4. So Ravello will take the walk. Walks have been an area of concern for the Green Jackets starter Lara this year. He does have 71 strikeouts now, but he also now has 35 walks, which is almost an even 2-to-1 ratio. Walks have gotten him in trouble. Hit batsmen have gotten him in trouble, and he also is tied for the most balks in the Carolina League this year. So a man on first, one away for Anderso Lira. First pitch for the righty is right down the middle for a strike at 96. Hitting 244, a homer, 22 runs batted in. Salem as a team hits the fewest home runs in the league. They also give up the fewest, so part of that is this ballpark, and the other part is the players, the 0-1. Grounder towards short. Tavares ranges. He can't get there. It's in the center field for a base hit. And the runner will try to go for third. Sliding in safely is the leadoff man. Now the throw to second. They got another outfield assist as stretching to two is Lira, and he is a dead duck out 180 feet away from home plate. Well, Collins, the center fielder, tried to catch Ravello going first to third. Ravello was safe, but the third baseman, Cam McGee, fired a strike to Verdong, and Lira is out on a single. Score that one 8-5-4. So two outs at second base this half inning. And now a man on third, but two away. This inning has gone single walk, single, but both singles have ended up in outs on the base path, and the man who walked is the only one still standing. John Frank Salazar, hitting 154, is up to the plate with two away, and he'll ground the first pitch towards third. Backhanded stab by McGee, long throw across the diamond in time, beautifully done, and the side is retired. What a weird one. Two hits, a walk, and one left. No runs. We head to the top of inning number three. Even up, 0-0 here at Salem, in Salem, rather.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We're back here for the top of the third. A couple of weird plays there in the bottom of inning number two. Red Sox made two outs at second base. Not the kind of thing that you can do and win too many games in a number of ways. That is why both of these teams are well below 500. Neither have been all that successful. Two outfield assists that frame as well. Boucher and Collins. Even though Collins was not the man who actually threw the ball that ended up getting Lira out at second base, he does get credit because it was his play that got that ball to the infield. So a couple of outfield assists, one for Boucher, one for Collins, and it is Tyler Collins, the lefty, who leads it off. No score, top of the third. TC hitting 203, no homers. He's driven in 36. First pitch, he squares the bunt and takes a strike. He got yesterday off. 0-1, they'll pull back and take a ball. Again, thinking about the bunts, but nothing doing. One and one, the count, the pitch. He squares the bunt again and takes one outside. He's drawing now the attention of John Frank Salazar at third base. He did lay down a successful bunt last week and actually worked his way to second on an errant throw by the pitcher who fielded it. 2-1. Swinging away this time, but it'll take a ball inside, so swinging away in the most nominal sense, as in not bunting. 3-1. Soft grounder down the first baseline. It'll roll foul. Full count on Collins. It'll then be Tavares and Cam McGee who are the next up to bat. Collins with great speed. 3-2. Taking high ball four. It actually goes all the way to the backstop, but Collins will be content with the walk. He does lead Augusta in stolen bases this season, approaching 30.
And now back to shortstop number one, New York's
And then I'll bring up Ambioris Tavares. Tavares struck out to begin the game. Second in the league in strikeouts, and in fact, could very easily become the league's leader after this series with Eric Pena, who is the only player ahead of him, off the roster right now on the development list for Colombia. First pitch to him is outside by just a bit. One and zero. Collins a sizable lead at first. Felix Feliz rather holding him on. Pitch inside. It's 2-0. Green Jackets did not take enough walks yesterday. They got one in the 10th. They got one in the 6th, and they drew two in the inning where they scored six runs, but they struggled for base runners yesterday, and that lack of traffic ended up costing them because they scored in the 4th and then went hitless in the 5th, 6th, 9th, and 10th. They only scored on RBI groundouts. 2-0, Tavi grounds one sharply, but foul down the third base line. Salazar dove, and it ended up going wide of the mark anyways. Two and one, Collins again, a big lead off of first. And he goes, the pitch. Swung on and missed. Throw down to second is not going to be in time. Collins will have stolen base number 28, but we are going to have batter's interference, and that is going to send Collins back to first base. Manager Cody Gabella coming down to have a chat now with home plate umpire Trey Ward, but that was the signal there. They will send the runner back, and Tavares gets to stay in the box, but the explanation was brief, and Gabella was satisfied. So it becomes 2-2, and what was a stolen base now becomes a non-play. Two and two. No running this time, and Tavares grounds one through the left side for a base hit. So Collins gets to second, Tavares gets a hit. It might have stopped him from getting to second with that batter's interference the first time, but they do not do so the second time. Collins on second, Tavares on first, two men aboard, and no one out for Cam McGee. The Green Jackets didn't get multiple men aboard at the same time in yesterday's game until the sixth inning, which is, again, a big reason why they were so harmless on the balance of things. Good speed here as well, should manager Gabella think about a double steal. Instead, McGee drops down a beautiful bunt down the third base line. Catcher's throw to first is wide, and it goes all the way down the right field line. One run in to score. They're waving around the second run. Tavares will be safe standing up. It'll end up in a two-run bunt for Cam McGee, and Augusta is on top. Well, McGee would have been safe even if that throw was on target at first. It was a lovely bunt from Cam McGee. It'll bring two runs home, however, and those will score on Lira's throwing error. It careened all the way down the right field line. And that has put Augusta on top. Their first time scoring first, by the way, in the last 9 games. No surprise that they are those 2-6 in the previous 8. So now Jace Grady to the plate, and he will have McGee on second. He'll take a ball downstairs. We'll wait and see on the scoring there. We'll see if they give a hit to McGee, who laid down that great bunt. He's got good speed. He's not being held on here at second either with two runs home. 1-0 misses downstairs. And the count 2-0. Augusta has been sorely missing consistent scoring. They've gotten their fair share of big innings this week and last. It's been a lot harder to put up one or two runs in frames than it has been to put up big innings. Even going all the way back to the game down in Charleston when they put up 15 runs in two frames. This one fouled off. So they have McGee reaching on an error by the catcher. 2-1. Line drive left field, and again slicing into the bullpen for Salem. It's 2-2. So no RBIs for McGee, which is always going to be the case, but they don't give him the sacrifice either. He ends up on second. They had a bunting for a hit, which I think is fair to assume there, and he was almost able to reach. 2-2 pitch. Inside, he checked his swing and did not go. The count will fill up here. Little small ball gets Augusta on top. And a full count now. Still no one out. And the pitch is tipped foul between the legs of Lira behind the plate. Grounded up the middle, a hot shot snagged nicely by Romero. His throw to first is in time. McGee will take third. Nicely done by Romero, who had to spin down to grab it. And there is out number one this inning. Now a great RBI spot for Drew Compton. He's got five runs batted in, who... That leads all the new players who were added in early August. Infield in with a man on third. First pitch fouled off. Compton batting left. Infield a bit deeper, actually, on the right side than the left, probably respecting his pull power here, even with the infield in. 0-1. Fouled off down the left field line. Compton has reached in every game so far with Augusta. Looking to extend that streak to 7 games. He's played in every game since being added a week ago today. 0-2. Outside and low, not a bad pitch there. Change up, down and away. One and two now. Compton at the plate. The pitch is swung on and missed. He tied him up on a huge slow breaking ball. And now two away. Third strikeout of the day for Ramirez on the mound. Ramirez has been prone to give up some hits. Last time out, gave up 4 runs on 4 hits in 1 inning of work. Got chased from the game in the first. P.O. Boucher, next man up, big swing and a miss here. He grounded out to second in the beginning of inning number 2. Augusta on top by a score of 2-0. Pitch taken outside. One and one the count. McGee still active on third. The pitch is cut on and missed. Had him chasing that time. Another good pitch outside the zone. Two runs in, another man on third. 2 away, 1-2. Taken strike 3 called. Fastball right down the heart of the plate, and Boucher goes down looking. But Augusta gets 2 runs, courtesy of a costly error by the catcher, Lira. They do leave a man at third, and that will send us to the bottom of the frame. Augusta on top by two runs to nothing.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here in the bottom of inning number three, Green Jackets get two runs, again without recording an RBI. They get a bunt from Cam McGee that ends up bringing in two on a throwing error by the catcher, and there's Solira. 8-9-1 due up against Lara this frame. Feliz, Albertson, and Jimenez. Albertson, Asihan, batting second. Feliz in to lead it off. 1-for-4 with an RBI. 3 strikeouts yesterday. First pitch to him is in for a strike. Fastball at 96. Oh, and one. The pitch downstairs. 2 runs, 2 hits for Augusta. With no runs, 3 hits, and an error for the visitors. Rather the home team, excuse me. 1-1, taken just outside. Two and one the count. And the pitch tipped into the mid of Nick Clarno, strike two. Big fastball at 98. Lights are now on, sun is setting, and the 2-2 pitch caught on and missed. Slider got him on the inside corner, and he could not catch up or pick up that spin. Strikeout number 2 for Lara.
Now back to right field, number 22, Albertson Asihan.
Now the 9-man, Albert Asihan, into the box. He'll take a ball. Asihan hitting .323 with 1 homer, 5 driven in. Very speedy, but not a whole lot of pop. 1-0. Fastball for a strike. This is the hardest we have seen Giancarlos Lara throw. By far, sitting 96 to 99 right now. He's been in the 94 to 97 range earlier this year. He's topped out at 100 earlier this season as well. 1-1. Cut on and missed. But it's the accuracy that is, I think, most important. One and two. No one on, one away. The pitch is downstairs for a ball. In the Red Sox game up in Fenway, we saw something new. Just had this sent to me on Twitter. A ball got stuck in one of the lights on the scoreboard on the Green Monster. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, waved at feebly. And a Seahen down on strikes. Back-to-back K's here to begin the third. A ball was hit by the Royals, and it landed in the ball two red light on the Green Monster. If you haven't seen it before, it is a sort of a neon light out there, or I guess LED light out there, and it got stuck in the plastic. Jimenez in, and he will take a ball. He led off the game with a single. Augusta on top, 2-0 here in the third. Gotta say, as a Red Sox fan and a Green Jackets employee, it's like the best of both worlds here. 1-0, fouled off into the netting. The same way as it was when I was in New Hampshire with the Blue Jays organization and got to play 36 games against the Portland Sea Dogs, the Red Sox double-A team. It's faces that I'm familiar with from their draft days, etc. 1-1. just up and in. Had a chance to talk with Giovanni Heater. Gio Heater, one of the two broadcasters for this team, who wasn't a baseball fan before becoming a broadcaster and now is a Red Sox fan because he works for Salem. 2-1, tipped foul 2-2. Just could not ask for better temperature for baseball here. No one on and two away in the bottom of the third. A beautiful English cream dog down in the bottom. It is a bark in the park night. 2-2 pitch, caught on and missed, strike three, and Laura ends up striking out the side in order, perhaps motivated by the beautiful dogs in and around the park today. After three, Augusta on top by a score of 2-0 here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here, top of the fourth, Giancarlos Lara just struck out the side swinging in order in the bottom of the third. Augusta up to zip, leading it off this half inning. Will Verdung, first pitch to him outside. Verdung grounded out to the pitcher, chopped one right off the bottom of the mound and was retired there. 1-0 outside again. Jose Ramirez on the mound as struck out four on the hook for zero of the runs. 2-0 outside, 3-0. Both runs unearned. Both came in on the throwing error by the catcher, Lira. Verdung, Kern, Clarno, the 3-2 up. 3-0 is right down the middle for a strike. Cade Kern singled back in the second. Green Jackets have just the two hits so far today. They've got Tavares with a single and Kern with a single. They do lead here, 3-1. Checked his swing. Did he go up the line? They appeal. He did not, and it'll be a walk for Verdung. 1-for-6 is Verdung, having now reached on that walk as well. And now Cade Kern, a single for him today. So Kern in, takes a pitch inside. Verdung, we haven't seen him test his legs just yet. He widens his lead with Feliz ready, the pitch inside again. Just one strike so far this half inning on the seven pitches thrown by Ramirez. Still a bit of daylight here. Sun has dipped behind one of the mountains behind us. 2-0. High and tight. 3-0. So back-to-back 3-0 counts for Ramirez in the early stages of this fourth inning. On deck, Nick Clarno, who struck out looking to end the second. Pickoff throw over to first. Verdung wasn't going anywhere. Certainly didn't seem like he was going anywhere. The pitch is inside. And that will put men on first and second here with no one out. So Verdung takes second, Kern takes first, back-to-back walks here, and no one up in warming just yet. It was not a smooth inning for Ramirez in the third, but pitch count's still relatively low, even if he doesn't look all that confident. He's only at 65 pitches, and we're here in the top of the fourth. He's not going to get through five innings today. And Klarna will take a pitch about a foot and a half outside. He has really lost the plate here in this inning so far. Collins, who walked and scored last inning, is on deck. 1-0. Line drive towards second, caught on a jump, and both men will get back to their respective bases without a throw. We already saw one line-out double play earlier today. That was back in the first inning. This time, nothing there, but it is a line-out, and it retires the first man this inning. Second baseman Ravello is the one who made the catch. There is a really fat golden retriever down below us as well, with a much slimmer golden retriever puppy to his left. And then a much bigger dog mascot behind him. Collins into the box. He'll foul this one off. It's 0-1. He walked and then scored on the bunt by McGee. Collins will take a strike here. Bark in the park night, one of the best parts of minor league baseball when you can see some dogs in the friendly confines. Verdung at second, Kern at first, Tavares is on deck. Two aboard, one away, Augusta up to zip. The 0-2, lined softly towards left field, dropping fast. Closing is the left fielder, Hernandez. He'll make the catch, no advance, and there is out number two. So after being nowhere near the plate on a couple of straight at-bats, he has now gotten a line-out and a fly-out. And now Ambioris Tavares will be to the plate with two away. Ready on ready matchup, Ramirez on the mound. No one holding on either runner. The first pitch to Tavares grounded softly up the middle. The pitcher fields at the waist. His throw to first goes all the way up the right field line. It hits the netting. One run in to score. It's out of play. Tavares gets second. The lead runner will have to stay at third. It does bring in the first run, who scored before that ball went out of play. And Augusta extends their lead on another costly error. This one on the pitcher Ramirez. So both parts of the battery have resulted in three runs with defensive miscues. That is brutal. A two-run error in the second from catcher Anderso Lira, and what should have been a simple underhand flip became an overhand toss that went all the way over onto the tarp. So Verdung scores from second, Kern goes first to third, and Tavares on second now via the E1, and McGee is the next man up. He'll foul this one off. Well, good teams, they're often described as finding ways to win. Bad teams find ways to lose. Augusta certainly had that happen yesterday, and both these teams have been well below 500 here in the second half and on the season, but an error from a pitcher and a catcher is tough. 0-1 in the dirt, it's 1-1. Now at second and third and two away, Augusta has still not recorded a hit today with men in scoring position. They're 0-6 in that time. McGee has driven in six so far, 1-1 outside. Although he's actually driven in just four. The scoreboard has him credited with those two RBI on the bunt earlier today, but those will not end up being actual runs batted in because of the error. 2-1. Hitch hard to right center field. Asihen towards the wall. It is off the base of the wall, and these two runs batted in will count as McGee hits second base standing up. A two RBI double for Cam McGee, and the Green Jackets are blowing it open. Now 5-0 here in the fourth. That ball was mashed. It went off the top of the Chick-fil-A sign, which is the higher of the two tiers of paper advertisements on the right field wall. Tavares and Kern both scored easily, and McGee, who put the ball in play for the first two men to score today, now drives in a pair, and we've got a visit here on the mound with an arm getting up and throwing in the bullpen. Augusta now up 5-0. McGee does get credited for RBIs number 5 and 6. Braves, meanwhile, are on top of the Pirates, 2-0. Down visit complete, and we get set to continue here. McGee on second, Jace Grady the next man up. Man on second, Grady in. He'll take a slider for a strike. Augusta up now 5-0 on just three hits. That error really costly is no runs that have scored against Ramirez have been earned. 0-1 grounded to second. Fielded on a backhand by Ravello. His throw to first is just in time. The side is retired. But Augusta adds on three more after an error from the pitcher. Sets the stage for a 2-RBI double for Cam McGee. And the Green Jackets are on top 5-0 heading to the bottom of the fourth here in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Green Jackets add three more in the top of the fourth and are up 5-0 as we head to the bottom of inning number four. Mikey Romero will lead it off. Lara on the mound with a sizable lead. He struck out the last three men, and Romero takes a big swing and a miss here. It's 0-1. A one, breaking ball in for a strike. Lara has looked really confident so far today, which has not always been the case over the course of this season, but there were times earlier this year when he just looked a little bit shaky, and now a lot more assured as he's grown here in his age 20 season. 0-2, grounded over towards first, but foul. 0-2. Red Sox trailing right now 2-1 to the Royals. And this pitch, line sharply on the left field line and through for a base hit. Boucher in to cut it off in the corner. A big turn at first, but Salem learned their lesson, and Romero will head back to the first base back. Salem made two outs at second base in the second inning. Romero decided to be content with a single rather than testing Boucher's arm. So in is Garcia, who will take a strike. He struck out to end the first inning. Oh, one. Checked his swing. I think he went around. We'll see if the umpires agree. They do not. It goes to 1-1. Lead at first for Romero, who can run. The pitch is lined hard to center. Collins heads back towards the track, now comes in, and about near where he started, he'll make the catch, one away.
Now back to the left fielder, number 38, Alexis Hernandez.
So Garcia is retired on the flyout, and now Alexis Hernandez, who singled and then was caught trying to stretch from a single to a double by Boucher in left, and the first pitch to him is a fastball for a strike at 97. Lara has been living in the upper 90s today, which is not something we've seen from him earlier this year. He's been more in the mid to high 90s, not the really high 90s like he has today. Hernandez aligned this one to right, closing Kern. He will make the catch. And that is out number two. Yesterday, the right fielder, Jace Greedy, dropped the ball in their territory after running it down. It should have been out number three. It ended up being a two-run error. Much more solid in the field so far tonight. Ravello in, he'll take a ball. One and oh. The pitch is just up and wide. Green Jackets up 5-0, a man on first, and two-way here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch is skied a mile high in foul ground, and it will make the seats. It goes over the netting and lands off a blue chair and bounces all the way back down to the front row. Tough going. A fan came within about 3 feet of making the catch, but failed to do so. Two and one. Romero, who singled, will slide back in as a pickoff throw comes up, nothing doing. Two flyouts and a single this inning. Lara, pitch count up to 51, trying to get through four, and then start thinking about the fifth. 2-1 pitch. High for a ball. Runner goes, the pitch high and wide, and no one's covering second. And it won't matter because it is indeed ball four. Romero will advance to second. Ravello will take first. And now with two away, there are two aboard for Anderso Lira, who singled and then got thrown out, going first to second, back in the second. Thank you. quick mound visit here for Wes McGuire, Nick Clarno, and John Carlos Lara. Looking around Major League Baseball at some scores from today. Braves up 2-0 on the Pirates in the fourth. Royals up 2-1 on the Red Sox in the fourth. Cardinals over the Rays 5-3. Phillies blanking the Nats 6-0. Cubs beating the Mets 2-0 as the Cubs are suddenly hot. Lira in the box. He'll take a strike. It is 0-1. The Cubs have been surging. And the Mets, poor Mets, not really, but poor Mets in theory, have been baseball's biggest disappointment. 0-1, swing and a miss, good slider. And it's 0-2. First and second, two away, Augusta up, 5-0 on the board. Swing and a miss. A slider had him in the dirt. And the side is retired. A hit, a walk, two left as Lara picks up strikeout number five. We go to the fifth. Augusta up by a five spot. 5-0.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here in the top of the fifth, we've got a pitching change here as De La Rosa comes in to replace the starter in this one, Jose Ramirez. The final line for Ramirez is not a pretty one. Ramirez goes four innings, gives up three hits, five runs, but none of them earned. He walks four, however, and strikes out four as well. He's replaced by Luis De La Rosa. Rosa, 21 years of age, out of the Dominican Republic. This is game 22 of the year for him. 2-6, a 3.81 ERA. Signed back in 2018. Traded in 2021 with Grant Gambrell from the Royals. He was a piece in the Andrew Benintendi trade. Compton in to lead it off. He'll hammer one foul. The Red Sox acquired Freddy Valdez from the Mets, Grant Gambrell from the Royals, and this man, Luis De La Rosa, while also getting Franchi Cordero from the Royals, Josh Winkowski from the Mets. It was quite the trade. Oh, and two. Here on the leadoff man, Compton, with Boucher and Verdung to follow. De La Rosa will give up a line drive foul here. It remains 0-2. A lot of Red Sox fans have really knocked Chaim Bloom so far. I think he has done a tremendous job. The Red Sox now with the third best farm system in all of baseball with five top 100 prospects in their org. 0-2, grounded up the middle. De La Rosa snags on the mound, fires to first. It is dropped by the first baseman, and it'll roll over towards the dugout. Compton will take second. A third error by a pitcher or catcher for Salem today. That is just sheer laziness, as De La Rosa missed the bag by about half an inch, but Feliz, the first baseman, just dropped it and had his head in his hands, didn't go pick it up, and allowed Compton to take third. That is the kind of thing that gets you yanked from a game, and it's not going to happen because it's minor league baseball, but that is real sloppy. And we'll see if they give it as a throwing error or on a catching error on the first baseman. We'll wait and see what the scores in the next room have to say. Boucher up to the bat, and he'll take one outside. Either way, it'll be the third error of the game on the Red Sox. Man, that was as routine a 1-3 grounded as you'll ever see. Compton not speedy. He had all the time in the world to get that one on target. 1-0 outside. Yesterday, Augusta allowed four unearned runs off of an error and then a situation that could have been an error, a slip in the outfield. 2-0, tip foul, 2-1. And right now, all five runs unearned today for the Salem staff. This is their third error. Two and one, Boucher so far 0 for 2. 1 for 7 between today and yesterday. 2-1 pitch. Line towards right field, dropping quickly in for a base hit. They're going to wave around Compton and now put on a late stop sign, and Compton alert to it. He will head back to the third base bag, but men at the corners with no one out here in the fifth. And a great RBI spot for Wilford Dung to maybe pick up his first. They have given it as a fielding error on Feliz, which I understand. The first baseman gets dinged, so it's an E3 rather than an E1. Now, the pitcher, catcher, and first baseman, players 1, 2, and 3, have all committed an error. I guess that means the second baseman, Ravello, better be on alert. For Dung in, first pitch to him is way outside and low. Man at the corners, no one out. Augusta on top by a score of 5-0. The pitch, line foul, out of play. Boucher's second hit after a hard hit double off the wall yesterday. Boucher leads off of first with Compton on third. He goes for second. 1-1 pitch, hammered towards left field. Left fielder back. He jumps up and makes the catch. He falls to the ground. It'll be deep enough to get the run home. It'll be an RBI for Verdung, as Boucher, who took off with the pitch, has to go back to the first base bag. That nearly was extra base. It was a nice leaping grab by Hernandez, but Augusta tacks on a run. It is now a 6-0 ball game. So still Boucher on first, and the pitch in for a strike on Cade Kern, who is 1-for-1, a single and a walk. Give an RBI there to Verdung for the sacrifice fly, his first as a Green Jacket. Pickoff throw over to the first base bag, not in time. Yet another unearned run, by the way, on the Salem staff. All six have been unearned. 0-1, chopper toward third. Salazar is there, throw to second for one. The transfer, the throw to first, and it is in time. Side retired. Augusta takes advantage. An error, a single, and then a sacrifice fly will put Augusta on top 6-0, despite a 5-4-3 twin killing to end it. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We'll actually keep it here for a moment, as Augusta is up 6-0.
I love
back here, bottom of the fifth. Green Jackets up 6-0 with Lara back out onto the mound. John Frank Salazar, the righty in. First pitch to him is swung on and missed. Green Jackets pitching a shutout so far, 6-0. Six runs, four hits, no errors for Augusta. No runs, four hits, three errors for the home Red Sox. And when you've got as many errors as hits, unless it's the beginning of a game, that is not an encouraging sign for the scoreboard, as the Red Sox are finding out. Ready and ready matchup, the 0-1. Swing and a miss again. Fired a fastball by him at 98. Good amount of Red Sox gear here. Also see a couple of Braves jerseys and a Royals jersey down below us. 0-2 in the dirt. We're a long way from Kansas City. We're closer to Atlanta and Boston than we are KC here in Salem, Virginia, but neither here nor there. A couple of dogs around the park as well on Bark in the Park night. 1-2, swing and a miss. Hammered it past him there with a fastball in the high 90s. Strikeout number 6 for Lara. This is some of the best he has looked this year. And now Albert Feliz, who struck out in the third. Lara fanned the side in that inning. Lara right now up to 61 pitches, so he is positioned pretty well. The ready Feliz will take a strike again, 98 from Giancarlo Lara. Lara, a big money international signing out of the Dominican Republic 2 years ago. Spent all of last year in the Dominican League. 0-1, fouled off the back foot. Oh, and 2 with one man out, and the pitch grounded sharply to third. Backhanded well by McGee. Long throw is in time for out number 2. It's been Cam McGee's day so far. Put the ball in play for what ended up being Augusta's first 2 runs of the game with a bunt that resulted in an error and then doubled in a pair an inning later. And now Albertson Asihen, with no one on, two away, will take a ball upstairs. Again, 98. Lara's topped out at 100, especially in bullpen sessions. 1-0, grounded to second. Rather, the shortstop Tavares there to cut it off. His throw is off the dirt and not in time. It will end up in an infield hit for Asihen, who runs very well. It'll be the fifth hit of the day for Salem. And now the leadoff man, Gilberto Jimenez. First pitch to him is in for a strike. Slider there at 89. A 1, grounder to short, should do it. Tavares taps on second base, and the side is retired on the 6 unassisted force at second. Sixth inning on its way. Augusta now up 6-0 here in Salem.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here in the top of the sixth, Nick Clarno leads it off. De La Rosa on the mound. Fastball for a strike to Clarno to begin this half inning. Augusta up 6-0. Lara through five scoreless. A one outside. Clarno lined out his last time up. He is 0 for 2 today. A strikeout and a line out. One for his last 14 with 10 strikeouts in that time. 1-1. Swing and a miss. He's out in front with a changeup. Clarno, Collins, and Tavares, the men due up this half inning. 1-2, line foul down the right field line. One-two pitch, outside. Infield back, outfield deep here. 2-2 to Clarno. Is grounded down the third base line and foul. Goes off the manager, Cody Gabella's hands. And he'll have to go chase it down all the way towards the Salem dugout. As Clarno will use his timeout. Can't tell if there's action in the Augusta bullpen or not because it's the big blind spot in this stadium. It's down in an unseeable spot. Another 2-2. This one in the dirt. The players actually pitch from below ground in a place that is kind of parallel to the outfield wall in right field, but you don't have a line of sight on it. 3-2, popped up, back and out of play. It'll land right off the roof. I was looking for it up here. It's not going to come down, but if it did, I would have been ready for whatever it's worth. Another 3-2. High fastball. Swung on and missed. Clarno has struggled with a strikeout bug as of late. Had a 4-strikeout game on Sunday. 2 here today. He's 0 for 3. Now Tyler Collins, a walk and a flyout so far. He scored Augusta's first run of the game, which stands as right now, the go-ahead and winning run. We're only in the 6th inning, though. Collins in the box, he'll take a ball. Lefty at the plate. Righty De La Rosa on the mound. 1-0. Tipped foul off the leg of the catcher. We're all tied up in Atlanta now, with a four spot coming across against Max Fried by the Pirates last inning. And now the 1-1, De La Rosa's pitch, outside and high. Collins had stolen second base successfully back when he was aboard in the third inning, but Tavares committed interference. They sent him back. So still stuck on 27. 2-1 pitch for a strike on the inside corner. Two, two, line foul out of play. Augusta looking to even up this series at a game apiece. They lost yesterday by a score of 9-8 in 10 innings. They're up 6-0 here. 2-2, down and in, and it'll be a full count. Two fouled off. Enrique Bradfield debuting right now in Delmarva. He was the Orioles' first round pick out of Vanderbilt. He has two walks so far and a run. Also a stolen base. 3-2. Taken inside, ball four. They appeal up the line. He held up. So second walk of the day for Collins. One on, one out. And now Tavares is the next man up. Tavares is, one for three, a single. He also reached on an error. And now we'll see if Collins again thinks about taking off. First pitch, fouled off. Delmarva trailing to Carolina right now 4-0. Carolina leading the North Division. They are seven games up over Salem right now, who are just above Delmarva for fifth place. Pickoff throw over to first, De La Rosa not in time. Collins again on the first base bag, active out there, 0-1. Checked his swing, went around to Tavares, and it's 0-2. Fredericksburg, who are red hot, leads 6-3 over Lynchburg right now. Dylan Cruz 0-3. That's Augusta's next opponent. Down east in Kannapolis, tied at 3 apiece. Charleston, Columbia also tied at 3. 0-2 on Tavares. Collins goes. It is taken high for a ball. Throw down to second is in time. Collins is out, and he knew it. I'm not sure if that was a designed pitch out or not, but a high outside fastball is going to be what you're going to need to get Collins on the base path, and there is out number two. Fayetteville trails Myrtle Beach 3-2 after yesterday. Myrtle Beach hung 14 runs on Fayetteville. 1-2 outside in the dirt. Parker Chavers drove in 7 runs yesterday. Two and two on Tavares. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strikeout number two for Tavi, and the side is retired. Augusta gets a walk, but a caught stealing means they'll send up the minimum to face De La Rosa in the sixth. We'll see who comes out for the bottom of the frame, whether it's Lara as he looks to continue here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Duct tape, dogs, the sun coming up. All pretty dependable, just like WOW Internet. Not only do we have a fiber-rich network, no contracts and easy self-install kits, but also with 99.9% reliability, the connection is as dependable as it gets. That's good internet. Get internet 1 gig for just $59.99 per month at WOWWay.com. Plus get a free modem for a year and $200 on us. Network reliability based on average HFC availability 2022. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business, headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
John Carlos Lara remains on the mound here for inning number six. Augusta up 6-0. Lara so far, five innings of work. He's given up five hits. He's walked two and struck out six at 67 pitches right now. Romero in to lead it off. He's got one of those hits, and he'll take a first pitch fastball upstairs for a ball. Romero is one for two, lined into a double play in the first. One-oh, high and outside. No Cutter Coffee, who played yesterday because he's been promoted to Greenville. Kevin Alcantara, a shortstop, added from the FCL roster. Romero smokes this one to left center field. Collins heading towards the track. He looks up and jumps to make the catch for out number one. Collins with a very good grab out in left center field. I'm not sure if he needed to jump or not, but it looked very dramatic up there against the wall. This ballpark keeps a lot in, and it becomes a long out number one. So Justinson Garcia is the next one up. One away, no one on. And the 0-1 in the dirt. It's a 1-1 count. Jared Johnson debuted yesterday for Rome. 1-1 in for a strike. Johnson pitched an inning in relief, needed just seven pitches, struck out one, did not allow a base runner. 1-2 in the dirt. Johnson was promoted from Rome earlier. Rather, promoted from Augusta to Rome earlier this year. Tyree Thompson working a game in Rome right now. He's got an inning in the third, scoreless. 2-2, fouled off. Thompson with three strikeouts has lowered his high A ERA to 4.50. This is his 101st career game. 18 of them came with Augusta, his fourth game in high A. Still 2-2 on Garcia. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider at 90 miles an hour right past him for out number two. Lara looking to extend this outing to six full innings for the first time this year. Hernandez will take a strike. 95 to begin his AB, a single and a flyout today. Of the two hits, two of the five hits for the home side have ended in outs on the base path. The big reason why there's still a zero on the board, 0-1 in the dirt. One, no one aboard, two away. The pitch, swing and a miss. It's 1-2. No one on, two away. In the bottom of inning number six, Lara looking for six clean. The pitch is inside for a ball. Lara typically fades around that fourth or fifth inning. This time he has been excellent. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Had him waving at a slider down and away, and the side is retired as Lara gets through six shutout innings. Beautifully done for Lara, who fans his eighth man to retire the side. We'll go to the seventh. Green Jackets up by six.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here, top of the seventh, Green Jackets on top, 6-0. If John Carlos Lara is indeed done for the day after six, he has been brilliant. It has been a show put on by the 20-year-old Lara. Elsewhere in baseball, the Phillies are three outs away from a no-hitter from Michael Lorenzen right now. He's through eight without allowing a hit. He has walked four. That game in the bottom of the eighth in Philadelphia. Around baseball, Houston up 3-2 on Baltimore. Braves and Pirates tied at four. Red Sox up 4-2 on the Royals. Cam McGee will lead it off this half inning. De La Rosa is still on the mound. First pitch is taken for a strike. McGee so far today, it's been an eventful one. He has walked, delivered a two-run double, and also reached on an error. 1-1. Line down the left field line and over towards the corner and foul. Make it 0-2, rather. I added a ball out of thin air. White Sox up 3-0 on the Yankees. As well, some good late games tonight. Dodgers, Diamondbacks, and Padres, Mariners. 0-2, taken upstairs. The Brewers beat out the Rockies in extras earlier today, 7-6, and the Oakland A's took down the Rangers. The first Rangers loss since the trade deadline. 1-2, that one has him swinging. That time he did go, and he goes down on strikes. Three strikeouts now in the last inning and a third for De La Rosa on the mound. That'll bring up Jace Grady, 0-for-3. Three groundouts today. Green Jackets with four hits, but six runs here in the seventh inning. Grady batting left. Takes a pitch on the outside edge for a strike. Oh, one. In for a strike on the inside corner. Grady thought it might have been a little bit too inside. Oh, two. High and away. That one missed outside. Good crowd that stuck around here. 1-2. Right down the middle for a strike. Another strikeout. Make that four consecutive strikeouts with a caught stealing in between since the beginning of the sixth for De La Rosa. So Compton, the next man up, he will take one inside. He checked his swing. They appeal. He did not go. Six nothing the score. The 1-0. lined out of play on the left field line. Compton 0 for 3, a ground out of strikeout, and he reached and scored on an error by the first baseman, Feliz. One, taken for a strike at the knees. One-two pitch, swing and a miss, and De La Rosa strikes out the side. Five straight strikeouts now for the man on the mound. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. We'll keep it here for the stretch. Green Jackets up 6-0. Back here in the bottom of the seventh, we've got a debut on the mound. Zach Austin, the former two-way player, will make his debut. Lara's evening done after six outstanding innings. He sets a career long in innings pitch. It's his first ever quality start. Austin will wire a first pitch fastball for a strike at 96. And that's how we get going here in the seventh. Austin, 22 years of age, 0-1 fouled off, it's 0-2 to Ravello. Signed as an undrafted free agent out of the University of Central Florida, born in nearby Langhorne, Pennsylvania. It's certainly closer to here than it is to Augusta, without a doubt. Made one appearance in the complex, struck out two, gave up a run, it was unearned. 0-2, taken just outside. Zach Austin added to the roster yesterday along with Shea Shanahan. And Riley Frey, who will get the start tomorrow night. 1-2 on Ravello is 1-for-3. The pitch is taken just outside. Ravello 0-for-0. He's got two walks. The man on deck, Lero, 1-for-2. 2-2 with Augusta up 6-0 here in the bottom of inning number 7. The pitch is fouled off. Good velo on the fastball and at 98 there. Two-two. Swing and a miss. Strike three. First affiliated at bat is a strikeout. Zach Austin fires a heater there at 97 to retire Ravello for the first time today. Lara next in. He'll ground this one towards second. Backhanded by Verdung. Third to first. Not in time. They'll say he beat it out. And Verso Lira will have an infield single. Verdung made a nice play to get to that ball. Frank Salazar, next man up. Runner on first, one away. Salazar 0 for 2. Austin was a two-way player at Jefferson College, then transferred to UCF. Didn't get a whole lot of time, but has some good stuff. Really high velocity from what we've seen so far. To know the count here, the pitch is up and in. The big thing that jumps out is the walks. He struggled a bit with command despite that high velo, and he's down in the count here to 3-0 to Salazar with a man on first. The pitch is inside and low, ball four. So a four-pitch walk. He was a two-way player for a couple of years. The Jefferson College Vikings in Hillsboro. Now two men aboard. The seventh inning was the dangerous one yesterday. Augusta scored 6 in the top of the frame but gave up 4 in the bottom. So now Feliz to the plate. He'll take one downstairs for a ball. 98 miles an hour there again. So really good velocity with what we've seen so far. Just needs to find the strike zone. It is his debut, and oftentimes players in their debut are a little bit more erratic than they end up being later on down the line. 1-0 pitch, strike called on the outside corner. One one, hits him, and the bases will be loaded. 97 right on the ribs for Feliz. Bases loaded now with one away, and Austin is going to have to work a bit out of this jam here. Michael Lorenzen has completed his no-hitter as the Phillies end up blanking the Nationals. Lorenzen goes all 9 frames without allowing a hit. So now bases loaded for Albertson Asihen, who beat out an infield single his last time up. He'll take a slider downstairs. Anderso Lira, an infield single, is on third. Salazar, who walked, is on second. And Feliz, who got hit, is on first. 1-0 from Austin. Line foul down the right field line. The pitch downstairs. So 2-1 the count. Austin having trouble locating here. Augusta is on top 6-0, but looking to keep that lead as large as possible after coughing up a 4-run lead in yesterday's contest. Austin's 2-1. Swing and a miss. Big slider there. And it's now a 2-2 count. Asihen hitting 326 with 5 runs batted in. Now the 2-2, taken outside. So a big pick here, rather a big pitch here. The base is loaded in a full count. One man out. It was on a strikeout to begin this half inning. The 3-2, taken high, ball 4, and a run will come in to score. An RBI walk for a Seahen. This inning has gone Strikeout, single, walk, hit by pitch, walk. And Wes McGuire will come out and take a visit here with Austin. Lira in to score, Salazar to third, Feliz to second, and Asihen to first. Lara goes six innings. His first career quality start, he strikes out eight. It's the second most strikeouts he's recorded in a game this year. He fanned 10 against Delmarva back in June. First pitch here is just outside to Jimenez. Leadoff man up. He's one for three. The tying run in the on-deck circle here. One out, and the base is loaded. One run home on the RBI walk. And field over to the right side. The pitch is fouled off. It is one and one. Zach Austin at UCF, used exclusively as a reliever. He struck out nine batters and seven and a third. 1-1 pitch taken high. However, also was subject to some rough innings, which seem a little bit familiar. Against Miami, he did not record an out, giving up five runs on two homers and a walk. And he'll miss outside here. It's 3-1. There is a man up and throwing. We can't see who. And finished his career at UCF with a 14.73 ERA over 10 games. The 3-1 pitch. High ball four. And he's walked in another run. So an RBI walk for Jimenez. Bases will remain loaded now with a tying run coming up to the plate. Salazar, who walked, scores. Feliz, who got hit by a pitch, is on third. Sehan goes to second with Jimenez now at the plate, and still just one away. Romero, one for three, is the tying run here in the bottom of the seventh. 6-2 the score. Time is called here, and we've got a balk on Austin. And now another run comes in, three runs in a third of an inning. As everyone will advance 90 feet, Feliz scores, and Asihen heads to third with Jimenez to second. Second and third now with one away. Now a 6-3 ball game. The pitch is down in the dirt. Slider for a strike. Now Austin trying to just get out of this inning with this lead intact. One one the count, the pitch outside. It's been a struggle locating, to say the least, so far. Just 10 strikes. His next pitch will be his 29th. Started off strong with that strikeout. No outs recorded since. 2-1 the pitch. Grounded foul down the first baseline. It's 2-2. The Carolina League leader in home runs remains Tim Elko, who as of Monday of this week has been promoted to Double A, where he is 1-for-5 with 4 strikeouts, whatever it's worth. 2-2 on Romero, men at second and third. The pitch is swung on, tipped into the mitt, strike three. Austin will get his second strikeout. And we'll see if he gets a chance to work out of this jam. He will not as he hits the 30-pitch mark. So we'll get a new pitcher here. Austin gives up 3 runs to date with 2 more on the bases. And his debut will come to a close. 2 strikeouts, but a fair number of walks and a hit to boot. And 3 runs up against him so far. We'll take the break here in Salem.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here, bottom of the seventh. It is a 6-3 ball game. Landon Harper in relief of Zach Austin. Austin's evening is done after two-thirds of an inning. Gives up one hit, three runs, three walks, two strikeouts. He is responsible for the men on second and third. Two away in the tying run to the plate in the form of Justinson Garcia. First pitch is a grounder towards the mound. It gets to the left of the mound. Tavares charges. His throw to first is in time. Compton kept his foot down, and the side is retired on a beautiful throw from Tavares and an even better extension from Compton. We'll go to the eighth. Harper needs one pitch to strand him, and Augusta maintains a lead 6-3.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Well, in between innings, Liam Carroll, the manager for Salem, got tossed by Travis Brewer, the base umpire. He gave him a good piece of his mind and was given a warning and then decided to end his evening on the earlier side. So he is done for the day. Green Jackets are on top 6-3 as we are here in the top of the eighth with a new arm in on the mounds. Trying to see the number from up here, a little bit tricky to pick up. But Carroll ejected. Green Jackets will have 5, 6, and 7. Boucher, Verdung, and Curran up to the plate. The good news for Austin, Zach Austin, is that his line is intact with just the three runs against him in two-thirds of an inning. Caleb Bolden is the next man into the game to work here for the home Red Sox. Bolden, drafted in last year's draft out of TCU, 24 years of age. This is his 26th appearance of the year, 1-2. Last year, made two appearances in the complex. This is his first season in affiliated ball. Began his career at Arkansas and then transferred to the Horned Frogs. He's a big righty, 6'3", 200 pounds. Boucher, the lefty in the box. First pitch is driven to left field. Hernandez over towards the line. It's sinking towards foul ground. It'll land in foul territory by just about an inch and a half. Count 0-1. Green Jackets have not scored since the fifth inning. 0-1. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop is there. Sets himself. His throw is in time. Romero, playing short tonight, gets the out. Now Will Verdung 0-1. A ground out, a walk, and a sacrifice fly for him this evening. Last time out for Bolden was a week ago today. He went 3 1/3 innings and was perfect. He struck out 5, did not allow a hit. In fact, he has not surrendered a run now in the last 7 innings of work. Going back to July 21st. He'll miss outside here to Verdung, going righty on righty. Will Verdung, technically Will Verdung the third. 1-0. Slider for a strike. Infield pulled over for the righty, the 1-1 pitch. Tipped into the mitt. And it's 1-2. Augusta, so far this evening, has drawn 5 walks. They've fanned 9 times. They've also reached on 3 errors. 1-2, fouled up. Kern on deck, 1-2 with a walk. Also an inning-ending double play. Still 1-2 here on Verdung with one away in the eighth. The pitch, swing and a miss, high fastball. And down on strikes he goes. 6 straight have been retired by Augusta. It actually goes back to 9 straight if you include the caught stealing on Collins, who walked. First pitch here to Kern, taken upstairs. And the 1-0. Lined off the handle of the bat, foul. One. Slider inside. Kern walked and scored in the fourth. Green Jackets got 2 runs in the third, 3 in the fourth, and 1 in the fifth. They had held the Red Sox off the board until the previous frame. 2-1, tipped into the mitt, it's 2-2. Green Jackets looking for some traffic on the bases. The 2-2 pitch. Checked his swing. Did he go? They appealed the line. He held up, according to Travis Brewer. So a full count with 2 away. The payoff inside nearly hits him, and it's the second walk of the day, drawn by Cade Curran, and Augusta gets their first base runner since the sixth. And now Nick Clarno gets a chance to extend the inning. 0-3 today. Clark. So one on, two away, top of the eighth. Augusta on top by a score of 6-3. No lead is safe, and the runner's going. First pitch, throw down to second is in time. The side is retired. Kern doesn't like the call, but the throw was perfect and beat him by a few steps. Green Jackets will send up the minimum for the third consecutive inning. Bottom of the eighth when we come back. A caught stealing ends it. Augusta up 6-3.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Landon Harper back out here for the bottom of the eighth. He needed just one pitch to retire the side and strand two men aboard. Back in the seventh, Augusta on top. It is a save situation for Landon Harper, who entered with a 6-3 lead and two men aboard. He will have 4, 5, and 6 this half inning. Hernandez, Ravello, and Lira, the men due to bat. Augusta got a little bit of help on the base pass. They turned a double play on a lineout in the first and also got two outfield assists in the second. And the first pitch is in for a strike from Harper. Landon Harper, two outings ago, finished off the no-hitter back in Charleston. 0-1. Slider for a strike, the former Southern Miss man. Will Verdung, the second baseman, would have also been a Southern Miss man. 0-2, swung on and missed. Four pitches, four strikes for Harper. Hernandez stands for the second time. Now Ravello to the plate, who began the inning with a strikeout. First pitch to Ravello is crushed. Right field and deep. Will this park keep it in? It will not. It's a home run. Fourth homer of the year for Ravello. Now a two-run ball game. It just sneaks out over that high right field fence, but that was drilled. First homer of the series for either team, and it ends up making it a 4-2 ball game. Now Anderso Lira. They'll take a big swing and a miss here. Two-run ball game. A one, grounded foul. The count 0-2. And the pitch taken just upstairs. One, two. Line drive up the middle. Verdung dives. He can't get there. It's into center field for a base knock. So now tying run to the plate here in the bottom of the eighth in the form of John Frank Salazar, who walked his last time up. a single and a homer here in this inning. It's now a 6-4 ball game. First pitch is in for a strike. Fastball at 93. Salazar hit one of the two grand slams. They hit two grand slams on Saturday and ended up winning a wild one in extra innings, 11-7. They blew a 7-run lead and then ended up winning by 4. The count 1-1. Shallow lead off the first base bag. 1-1 pitch tipped foul and back to the backstop. Lira on first. Salazar at the plate. Feliz on deck. He's 0 for 2. He did get hit by a pitch his last time up. One and two. Harper from the stretch. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider got him in the dirt. And it's a second strikeout of the inning for Harper. Now two away as we look to send this game to inning number 9. Albert Feliz, the righty, steps in and takes a strike. Another fastball to open up this at-bat from Harper. It is a 6-4 Green Jackets lead. They've scored 14 runs in this series so far. Pickoff, they're over to first, not in time. The pitch fouled off. 0-2 for Landon Harper, who gave up that home run. He hasn't given up that many bombs this year. It's one of the downsides of being a strike thrower. Just the fourth homer allowed this year for Harper, who has worked a lot of innings. 0-2, taken downstairs. If Harper gets through the 8th and then gets 2 outs in the 9th, he'll be at the 60-inning mark this year. 1-2, thought foul. I stand corrected, by the way. That is the 5th home run given up by Harper. And his first since June 9th. Man on first, still 1-2. The pitch is taken downstairs for a ball. Tying run at the plate. Augusta up by 2. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And the side is retired as Harper will fan 3. He gives up a homer and a single with a lead still 2. Green Jackets with 8-9-1 to the plate when we come back, looking to extend this lead before the bottom of the 9th.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP. Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We're back here in the top of inning number 9. Green Jackets on top, 6-4. The lead shrinks a little bit after the solo home run in the last inning. Clarno at the plate to lead it off. He'll take a strike from Bolden, who remains on the mound. A one outside and low. Clarno 0-3, two strikeouts and a line out. The pitch, line foul. On deck, Tyler Collins, 0-1 with 2 walks. The pitch, swing and a miss. And Clarno strikes out for the third time today. He is now 1 for his last 16 with 12 strikeouts in that time. Collins, the next man up. Pitch, check to swing, it's in for a strike on the outside corner. We'll take a ball here. No Kyle Teal in the lineup tonight up in High A Greenville. He was the Red Sox first round pick. 1-1 here on Collins. Tavares, the third man due up this inning. Breaking ball taken for a strike. In High A, Rome up 7-4 over Winston-Salem. One, two. Line drive left field and foul. David McCabe is 2-for-3 with 3 runs batted in. Gwinnett beat Charlotte in a day game today in AAA. 1-2. Line left field and foul yet again. No game in AA today with rain forcing that one. One, two. Up and away. It'll even up at 2-2. Don't believe there's anyone warming in the Augusta bullpen, so Harper will come back out with a chance to secure a save. Two-two pitch. Line to left field, sinking over towards the line. Charging Hernandez. He slides. Did he make the catch? He did. Nicely done by Alexis Hernandez, who slid over onto the warning track in foul ground to make the out. And now two away. And now Ambioris Tavares steps in with two away and no one on the ninth. First pitch to Tavares in for a strike. He is 1-for-4. Looking to avoid going 1-for-5 for the second straight night. A single and also reaching on an error in scoring. He scored twice and struck out twice. Down to 189 in the average column. A one. Big swing and a miss. Count still 0-2 with two away. The pitch outside and high with a fastball. Take in strike three, called in the outside corner. Third strikeout for Tavares, and Augusta goes in order. Augusta ends up sending just three men to the plate in the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, and it's a two-run game. Green Jackets trying to close this one out and even up the series.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. At SRP, all loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Bottom of the ninth, Green Jackets up 6-4, looking to close out a win here and even up the series at a game apiece. Landon Harper remains on the mound. Harper so far this year has two saves in four save opportunities. His last save came just a week and a half ago. He closed out that no-hitter. Prior to that, he closed out a game with two innings of scoreless work against Annapolis back in May. Through an inning and a third, he'll have 9-1-2 to deal with here in the bottom of the ninth. Sehan, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI walk and a single, leads it off, and then the lineup card will flip around. First pitch to the righty is popped up, shallow center field. Collins coming in, right fielder there as well, and it ends up being Cade Kern, the right fielder who makes the catch for out number one. So now just two outs remaining. Green Jackets up 6-4. Gilberto Jimenez is the next man up. First pitch swinging again for Jimenez, and again, it's a pop-up. Shallow center field, Collins has all the time in the world, and there is out number two, and now Salem down to their final out very quickly, just two pitches here this half inning. So Mikey Romero, 1-for-4, is the next man up, and he represents the final out, 6-4 the score, Green Jackets on top.
Now back.
Lefty at the box, and the first pitch fastball in for a strike. Green Jackets looking to even up this series and pick up their first win since game one in the doubleheader on Saturday. They've dropped their last three. 0-1. Fastball upstairs. Giancarlos Lara in line for the win. It would move him to 3-7. Goes six innings of shutout ball. And this pitch grounded through the right side and into right field for a base hit. So no 1-2-3 ninth after all, as Romero picks up his second hit. And now Josh Nixon Garcia 0-for-4 with two strikeouts. is the man at the plate representing the final run. Man on first, Garcia takes a strike. Tying run at the plate, Green Jackets and Red Sox in the bottom of the ninth. A one, fouled off. Time is called here. Oh and two with two away in the ninth. The pitch is grounded through the right side for a base hit. And now the tying run is aboard. Everyone goes up 90 feet. Men on first and second with two away for Alexis Hernandez, yesterday's walk-off hero. Back-to-back singles. Hernandez one for four, a single, two strikeouts, and a flyout. Hernandez going ready on ready with Harper. First pitch in the dirt. Harper looking for save number three. Big leads off of first and second for both men aboard. The 1-0 is popped up foul and out of play. It'll make the seats. One and one, two away. One out to lend it, and the pitch grounded towards short. Tavares charges, runs to the bag. His throw to first instead is in time, and the ball game is over. Tavares was beat to the second base bag, but his throw ends up going across the diamond to get the long out at first, and Augusta picks up a 6-4 win that is somehow closer than that scoreline indicates. Augusta gets out-hit 10-4 and picks up a win. It's time for our Easy Go post-game show, and our IT guy of the game is none other than Cam McGee, who is responsible for four of the runs today. Only gets credited with two RBIs, but that's because of an error on a bunt that he laid down. He goes one for three with two runs batted in and picks up his second multi-RBI game in just five games with Augusta. Meanwhile, the win goes to John Carlos Lara, and our Easy Go stat of the game is that he goes six innings, strikes out eight. It's his longest outing of his career and also his second most strikeouts, his first quality start as well. Harper picks up the save, his third of the year. Meanwhile, the loss will go to the starter in this one, Jose Ramirez, who falls to 2-8. Tomorrow is Riley Frey making his debut. And that is something we will have for you here at 7.05 p.m. Green Jackets pick up the victory. Final score is 6-4. Six runs, four hits, no errors. So four runs on 10 hits with three errors, which really does the Red Sox in the end. Green Jackets improved to 48-55, 17-21 in this second half. We'll talk to you tomorrow night here from Salem.